弟兄姐妹早安。
Good morning, everyone.
欢迎来到荣光堂2017年第一次的联合崇拜。
We welcome you to Mandarin Baptist Church of Glory, the first combined service in 2017.
一开始的时候呢，我有个要求。
I have a request before we begin.
把我们的手机拿出来，然后亲它一下。
Please take out your cell phone and give it a small kiss.
然后 say goodbye.
And say goodbye to it.
It's time to say goodbye to your cell phone.OK， 接下来这半个小时的时间呢，我希望大家能够把专心的这个注意力给我。
This half hour, please, I want to have your complete attention.
因为我们要讲上帝的话语。
Because we're going to talk about the word of God.
我们今天要讲的题目是拿撒路的故事。
Today, we want to talk about the story of Lazarus.
这是一个悲哀的故事。
This is a very sad story.
因为是一个充满眼泪的故事。
Because it's full of tears.
耶稣的神迹，第一个神迹是婚礼里面变水为酒。
The miracles of Jesus, the first one is at the wedding where he turns water into wine.
可是最后一个神迹却这么的悲哀。
But the last miracle is such a sad story.
但是这也是一个得胜的故事。
But it's also a story of victorious.
因为这个故事显出了神的能力和荣耀。
Because it shows God's power and His glory.
所以若是要用一幅图来形容这个故事的话，
How do we describe this story?
就是一个心电图。
And it could be represented by the EKG chart.
有高有低。
There's high points, there's low points.
我们在人生顺利的时候，
When everything is going smoothly in our lives,
在人生高潮的时候，
In a high point of our lives,
常常会赞美上帝。
And we're going to praise the Lord.
但是在低谷的时候却常常充满怀疑。
But when we are at the low point, we're full of doubts.
所以这一篇道的目的是鼓励弟兄姐妹在怀疑的时候，在低谷的时候能够继续信靠神。
So I want to encourage you all to rely on God when you are at the low point of your life.
我们从这个故事里面看到三点。
We see three points in the story.
第一，耶稣基督在拿撒路生病的时候，他延迟一直没有去。
So when Lazarus was very sick,Jesus waited and waited.
第二，门徒们甚至马大和玛利亚就充满了怀疑。
And also his disciples, especially Martha and Mary, are full of doubt.
第三，我们看到说主耶稣基督带来了拯救。
But thirdly, Jesus brought delivery.
所以延迟、怀疑以及拯救。
So delay, doubt, and delivery.
我们人生当中一定会有困难。
In our life, we must have difficulties.
不管你是什么样的年纪。
Regardless your age.
可能你现在的困难是学业上面的困难。
Maybe now your difficulty is your schooling.
可能你的困难是跟朋友相处不来。
And your difficulty is have trouble getting along with your friends.
跟父母相处不来。
And have difficulty with your parents.
跟弟兄姐妹常常会有争吵。
You not get along with brother and sister, you have arguments.
不管任何的困难。
Regardless of any difficulties.
只要我们耐心等候。
And we have to wait.
我们信实的上帝他必要拯救。
Our faithful God is going to rescue us.
我们从第一点讲起。
Let's talk about the first point.
拿撒路生这么重的一个病。
Nazareth has a very terrible disease.
耶稣基督竟然在原地等了两天没有赶快去帮助他。
And Jesus waited for 2 days before helping him.
一个智慧的人。
A person with wisdom.
包括学生。
And including students.
当我问你说怎么样管理自己时间的时候。
When I ask you how do you manage your time?
我们知道美国的其中一个总统，他就告诉我们说，就Eisenhower， 这个总统就告诉我们说他是怎么样管理时间的。
As president of the United States, President Eisenhower, he has taught us how to manage time.
他讲说你真正要做的事情就是这个 urgent 急迫的事情。
He says what you need to do right away is what's urgent.
以及你要看这件事情是重要还是不重要。
And you need to look at this thing, see if it's important or not.
如果这件事情是非常急迫，也是非常重要的，你要尽快去做。
If this is urgent, important, you have to do it right away.
如果不是急迫，也不重要的话，你就要把它杀掉，不要去做这件事情。
If it's not urgent, and we just kind of delay it.
这个是工作上面、学业上面、做人上面管理时间的智慧。
And this is how you manage your time, when you're at work or you're at school.
而拿撒路生重病。
And Nazareth has a lethal illness.
是一个又急迫又重要的一件事情。
And it's an urgent and a very important matter.
所以合情合理，主耶稣基督都要尽快去的。
So no matter what, Jesus needs to get there right away.
可是耶稣基督却在这边讲说，就在原地住了两天。
But Jesus, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was.
请你注意这一节经文。
Please look at this, verse.
讲说耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子和拿撒路。
This is now Jesus loved Martha and her sister.
拿撒路是耶稣深爱的人。
And Nazareth is somebody that Jesus loved a lot.
最爱你的人是谁呢？
Who is the person who loves you the most?
以及你最爱的人是谁？
Or who do you love the most?
通常你最爱的人，他的这个最爱你的人，他的这个皮夹里面都会有你的照片。
And normally the person that loves you, he has your picture in his wallet.
如果拿撒路是活在今天这个时代的话，
And if Nazareth were alive today,
他开车后面会有一个 bumper sticker.
And when he drives his car, he will have a bumper sticker in the back of his car.
上面写说 Jesus loves me, 耶稣爱我。
It says Jesus loves me.
因为圣经记载他是确确实实上帝所深爱的一个人。
And that's what the Bible has told us. He's loved by Jesus.
可是他在这个生重病的时候，
But when he has his serious illness,
肉体最需要的时候，耶稣基督竟然延迟一直不来。
And when his body needs it the most, Jesus delayed and did not come.
第二，肉体上面没有得到医治，心灵上面也没有得到安慰。
And his body was not healed, and his spirit was not comforted either.
因为生重病是很痛苦的，躺在床上没有人陪你是很痛苦的。
Because it's very painful to be sick and in your bed and nobody is there with you.
马大以及玛利亚看着自己的这个弟弟在床上一天一天的失去了生命。
So Martha and Maria was looking at Lazarus losing his life.
又没有电话，不然的话就可以打电话给耶稣。
And there's no telephone, and he can't phone Jesus.
中国的三大不幸。
There's three most unfortunate things in the Chinese saying.
就是幼年丧父。
And youth lost his father.
英年失去了丈夫。
In your middle age, you lost your husband.
以及老年的时候失去了儿子。
And when you're old, you lost your son.
人生最大的痛。
The most pain in your life.
我个人认为甚至不是失去配偶的痛。
My opinion is not losing your spouse.
也不是失去父母的痛。
And it's not losing your parents.
我现在目前为止看到人生最痛苦的一件事情。
For me, what's the most painful thing in our lives?
是失去孩子的痛。
Is to lose your child.
再也没有比白发人送黑发人更痛的一个痛。
So、nothing worse than the older people go to the funeral of the younger people.
马大和玛利亚虽然不是父母，但是他们是拿撒路的姐姐。
Martha and Maria, they are not Lazarus' parents, but that's her sister.
要看到年轻的弟弟生命一天一天的消失。
Watch the little brother losing his life every day slowly.
于情于理，耶稣基督都必须要去的。
And no matter what, Jesus needs to be there.
可是他选择了延迟。
But he chose not to go right away.
你是否也有这样子的这个问题？
Do you have a question about this?
我在需要的时候，
When I'm in great need,
为什么上帝常常不出手？
Why is God never help me?
这个上帝真的存在吗？
God is really there?
我需要工作的时候，
When I need a job,
我非要考过这个考试的时候，
I really have to pass this test.
为什么上帝延迟不出手？
Why is God delay and did not help me?
这就是我们基督徒信靠神的一个困难。
And this is a difficult point for us to
因为常常看起来我们的神是延迟的上帝。
And many times, oftentimes, we see God delays.
于是人就开始怀疑了。
And we start to have a doubt in our mind.
耶稣的门徒就开始怀疑他了。
The disciple of Jesus start to have doubt.
啊，你为什么延迟不救这个拿撒路呢？
Why do you delay not to save him?
是不是贪生怕死？
Because you are afraid of death?
第八节，门徒说，拉比，就是耶稣这个老师的称呼。
And verse 8, it says, they called Rabbi.
犹太人进来要拿石头打你，你还往那里去吗？
The Jews were just now seeking to stone you. Are you still going there again?
这句话 是 Thomas 讲的。
This is a word by his disciple Thomas.
在耶稣基督的这个门徒里面，
in the disciple of
Jesus, 我们看到是有不同的个性。
We see a different personalities.
如果你喜欢小熊维尼的话，
And if you like the story of Winnie the Pooh,
你要在十二个门徒里面找出一个代表这个非常活泼的老虎的人的话，你会找哪一个门徒呢？
Who will you find that the person in the disciple is the most lively?
哪一个门徒他的个性是最急的？
And which disciple has the most
哪个是最容易情绪高昂的？
Which is the most exciting?
哪一个是最快讲话的？
Which speaks the first?
Saint Peter.
It's Peter.
彼得他的个性是最急最快，他是最快反应的一个人。
Peter's personality is always in the rush.
所以看到有人来抓拿耶稣的时候，他第一个就把刀抽出来。
So when people are come to get Jesus, he pulled out his knife.
看到耶稣在水面上行走的时候，他第一个跳下去。
When Jesus walking on water, he's the first one who jump in the water.
跟耶稣第一个讲说，我绝对不会不认你，我会陪你死，也是第一个他说的。
And he said the first, I will always be there with you. I will never go against you.
十二个门徒里面，个性最慢、讲话最温和、思想最紧密的是谁呢？
Who is the slowest and who has most mindful?
多马。
It's Thomas.
就连这么一个稳重的人
，and Thomas is very calm.
他看到耶稣基督延迟
，when he see the delay of Jesus.
他的结论是你贪生怕死。
His conclusion is you are afraid to die.
不单单怕贪生怕死，可能我们的主耶稣还是有精神有一些不正常了。
Not only that you're afraid to die, maybe emotionally something's wrong.
所以你看门徒开始怀疑耶稣了
，and the disciples start to doubt.
因为耶稣讲了一句话。
Because Jesus said one word.
我没有在那里就欢喜。
He says, I'm glad that I was not there.
你最爱的人生病了。
And your loved one.
你一直不去，然后看他这么痛苦，你讲说我不在那里，我很欢喜。
And you don't go there. And instead, you said, I'm glad I'm not there.
你有没有搞错？
Something is wrong here.
有一个人。
There's one person.
他的朋友小孩子满月。
And his friend is having a kid's one month birthday party.
开一个大 party.
They had a great big party.
这个人很不会说话，常常祸从口出。
This person doesn't really need to talk.
他的太太就讲说，今天你去这个满月的 party， 你什么都不要说。
And his wife told him, when you go to this party, just don't say anything at all.
就张开嘴巴吃饭，其他的时间把你的嘴巴闭得紧紧的。
And just only open your mouth to eat, and the other time just keep your mouth shut.
免得闯祸。
And you don't say anything stupid.
说好，没问题。
And he told his wife, "Yes, I can do that."
大家 party 满月的这个宝宝又肥又胖，大家看得很开心，给礼物，然后呢，互相这个庆祝。
And they're happy to see the new baby and give him gifts. Everybody's happy and celebrating.
结束了之后，这个人跟他的朋友说再见。
At the end, he was saying goodbye to his friend.
他跟他的朋友讲说，我今天一句话都没有说。
He told his friend, "I did not say a single word today."
如果你的孩子死掉了
，And if a baby died,
不要怪我。
Please don't blame me.
这个叫做晚节不保。
And this is really a bad.
从头到尾都没有讲话，所以没有说错话。
And from the start, he didn't say a word. He didn't say anything wrong.
结果一说话就闯祸。
But at the end, when he said something, he said something really terrible.
所以圣经有一句话。
And there's one sentence in the Bible.
愚顽人开口遭鞭打。
The people with no wisdom open their mouth, they will be punished.
有些人不讲话还好。
And some people, they don't say anything that's best.
一讲出来的话，你就很想要打他。
And once they say something, and you really wanted to beat him up.
为什么耶稣基督会讲这样子的话呢？
Why do you think Jesus would say something like
this? 他又痛又病又难过，我没有在他那里，我很欢喜。
And you see, Lazarus is in pain, and he's not there, but he's glad.
门徒怀疑了。
And the disciples have
doubt. 不但如此，马大和玛利亚也怀疑了。
And even Martha and Maria.
因为拿撒路这三个字翻译成就是神是我的帮助。
And Nazareth translates to a word that God is my help.
可能马大这个姐姐抱着她的这个弟弟，跟他讲说：“神是我们的帮助，神是我们的帮助，神是我们的帮助。”
And maybe Martha was holding on to his brother and says, "God is our help. God is our help."
就一天一天看到这个拿撒路死掉。
And every day see his condition deteriorate and die.
一般的犹太人相信灵魂在死后三天还会留在身体里面的。
In the Jewish culture, they believe that after a person died, the soul will stay within the person for 3 days.
偏偏耶稣基督三天都一直没有来。
And just so that Jesus did not come for 3 days.
所以门徒以及马大就怀疑他了。
So the Martha and the disciples starting to have doubt, great doubt.
亲爱的朋友及弟兄姐妹。
Dear friends and brothers and sisters.
神的作为。
What God has done.
如果真的有一位上帝的话，
If there is a real God,
他常常做的事情是在我们的眼中不合情又不合理的。
And what he done in front of us doesn't make sense.
因为于情于理，耶稣基督要出现。
Because no matter what, Jesus needed to be there.
所以我们会产生怀疑。
That's why we start to have doubt.
我们知道说我们要相信上帝。
We know that we need to believe in God.
我们知道说上帝要存是存在的。
We need God is there.
我们知道说我们要信靠他。
We know we need to rely on him.
这些理性上面的知识。
All this logical knowledge.
在一个现实的怀疑环境里面。
In the existing situation.
这么残酷的环境里面。
In this sad situation.
我们明明知道要相信，可是会产生怀疑。
And we know for sure that we need to rely and have faith in God, but we still have doubt.
就连德罗莎修女。
Even Mother Teresa.
在她去世之后，她的日记里面充满了怀疑上帝的话。
And after he died, we read his diary, there is full of doubt of God.
好像耶稣基督在十字架上面一样。
Yeah, almost like when Jesus was on the cross.
我们常常呼喊我最需要的时候。
We cry out when we needed the most.
我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
My God, my God, why have you forgotten me?
你是不是已经丢弃我了？
Have you forsaken me?
在诗篇里面，我们看到说诗人多少次的呼喊。
In Psalm, we saw the writer has cried out to God so many times.
主啊，你要丢弃我到几时呢？
God, when are you going to forsaken me.
因着神的延迟，
because God's delay,
我们充满了怀疑，
we're full of doubt.
但是感谢上帝，拿撒路这个故事没有这样子结束。
But thank the Lord, the story did not end this way.
因为神拯救他了，
because God saved him.
在这个约翰福音第十一章，耶稣基督到坟墓面前大声呼叫说，拿撒路出来，那死人就出来了，手里包着这个布，以及包着手巾，脸上包着手巾。
In John 11, verses 33 to 34, it says, When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Nazareth, come out. The man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips, and his face wrapped with a cloth.
这个故事是以拯救作为结束。
And the story ends with Savior.
如果你和我人生上面有上帝的话，
And if you and I,have God in our life.
我们的人生故事也要以拯救作为结束。
And our story will end with Savior as well.
神有神的时间。
God has his time.
我们要上帝现在就来。
We want God to be here right now.
上帝讲说我要等三天。
And God says, I'll wait for 3 days.
神有神的方法。
God has his way.
我们要耶稣医治拿撒路。
We want Jesus to heal Nazareth.
耶稣讲说我要他复活。
Jesus, I want to raise him from the dead.
神借着神迹。
And based on this miracle,
庄严的对怀疑他的人讲了一句话。
And tell these people who have doubt in him.
就是我的意念高过你的意念。
My mind is higher than yours.
我的道路高过你的道路。
My way is higher than yours.
你是谁？
Who are you?
你是一个人。
You are just a human.
他是谁？
And who is he?
他是一个上帝。
And he is God.
他的智慧是不可测度的。
And his wisdom is the highest.
所以在罗马书，神就发出了一个挑战。
In Romans chapter 11, there's a challenge to everyone.
神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻，谁能知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？
The depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgment and how inscrutable his ways, for who has knownThe mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor.
这一节经文发出了一个挑战。
And there's a challenge in the scripture.
谁能够做上帝的参谋部长？
Who could be God's counselor?
谁的智慧是超过神的？
Whose wisdom is higher than his?
所以他最后会有拯救。
At the end, he will save us.
我们常常会把神放在一个 box 里面。
And most of the time, we put God into a box.
如果只要用四条线的话，
If there'sUse only 4 lines.
你可不可能把这里面所有的点都连起来呢？
And can you use these 4 lines to connect all the dots in this box?
你讲说我是一个很好的学生。
You're saying I'm a very good student.
我在学校的成绩都是 A++.
And I get A++ grade.
你能解这个题目吗？
Can you solve this question?
你说不可能，四条线绝对不可能连起所有的点。
And you say it's impossible. There's no way to use 4 lines to connect all the dots.
我就会回答说，因为你只是把解答的题目放在这个 box 里面。
My answer is because you put the solution inside the box.
We have to think outside of the box.
You need to think outside of the box.
当我们把上帝现在一个小小的盒子里面的时候，
When we put God into a small box,
我们就会产生怀疑。
And we will have doubt.
在这个一个宣教士的故事里面，
There's a story of a missionary.
他生了重病。
He got very sick.
于是呢，这个 美国的总部支援的金钱又迟迟一直没有到。
So the U.S. base to the missionary, the funding has never arrived.
他就开始怀疑抱怨了。
And he started to complain and started to have doubt.
我放弃美国这么丰富的生活。
So I gave up the life in America.
我来到非洲为你宣教。
I came to America to spread the gospel.
我的钱，我的这个补助一直迟迟不到。
So my the funding never arrived. It's keep being delayed.
我一天到晚只能够吃 cereal.
And all I can eat is cereal.
我吃了一个月的麦片。
I ate the entire month nothing but the old meal.
上帝啊，你到底在哪里
？God, where are you?
结果一个月之后，钱到了。
And after a month, the funding has arrived.
他的病也好了。
And his illness is cured.
回美国做见证。
And he came back to America to give a testament.
结果一个医生听到了这个故事。
And when the doctor heard the story,
就问他说你到底是生什么样的病？
And asked him, what sickness did you have?
啊，原来是消化不良症。
It turned out to be indigestion.
因为你可能去一个新的地方，水土不服就开始一直吐。
And because you went to a new place and you're not getting used to the locals.
我去云南的时候，
When I went to China,
吃了过桥米线。
And ate a special noodle.
结果我那天晚上，
And that night, when I was there,
我忘记跑了十二次还是三次的厕所。
I went to the bathroom for 12, 13 times.
过桥米线差点要了我的命。
And that special noodle almost took my life.
我后来学到说，原来你只能够吃面，不可以喝汤。
It turned out I learned that you can only eat the noodle, you can't drink the soup.
我过桥米线吃了一点点面之后，我个子比较高，胃口比较大。
Because I ate the noodle and I have a good appetite.
我就拼命喝汤，喝了两碗汤。
And I finished two bowls of soup.
宣教士常常水土不服。
So many times the missionaries they're not used to the local
environment. 医生讲说还好你那一个月只吃了麦片。
The doctor says, thank God you only ate oatmeal for an entire month.
你要是那个时候你的这个支持这个金钱来的话，你大吃大喝超级进补的话，你搞不好就没有命了。
And if the funding arrived too early, you'd be eating very well, then may not be alive.
这个宣教师就学到了一个功课。
And this missionary learned a very lesson.
有时候上帝会延迟。
And sometimes God will delay.
我们也会产生怀疑。
And we'll start to have doubt.
但是原来他是要拯救我们。
But really, he's trying to save us.
万事互相效力。
Everything worked together.
最终的目的是叫爱神人得益处。
For the good of those who love him.
所以神的Delay 不是神的 denial.
So God's delay is not his denial.
我延迟了。
I was delayed.
但是并不代表说我放弃，我丢弃你了。
But that doesn't represent that you are forsaken.
啊，所以拿撒路这个故事是多美的一个故事。
So this is a beautiful story of Nazareth.
有高有低，像心电图。
There's high point and low point like an EKG chart.
跟我们的人生一样。
It's like just like a journey of our life.
我们学到说，虽然神会延迟，
we learn that yes, God will delay.
他最亲近的人都会产生怀疑，
even the people that closest to him will have doubt.
但是最终神要以拯救作为结束。
But at the end, it's delivery of God.
如果你是一个基督徒，
if you are a Christian,
常常你在困难当中，
many times in your difficulty,
你觉得上帝做的事情不合情又不合理，
you think that God has doneDoesn't make sense at all.
我们要祷告。
And we have to pray.
主啊，给我信心。
God, please give us faith.
教导我能够信靠你。
Help us how to be faithful to you.
因为你的意念是高过我的意念。
Because your mind is higher than mine.
你的道路是高过我的道路。
Your way is higher than mine.
在拿撒路的故事里面，
In the story of Nazareth,
我学习到神是不务实也不务事的。
I learned that God will not be wrong. He will not be delivered.
主在困难当中加添我的力量，信靠你。
And please give us more patience and to rely on you.
你愿意做这样子祷告吗？
Do you want to have such a prayer?
你愿意在神面前做这样的祷告吗？
Do you want to pray in front of God?
如果你还不认识主耶稣基督，
And if you're not a believer yet,
圣经告诉我们说上帝是爱。
God, Bible told us, God is love.
他深爱你。
He loves you so much.
在人生的道路一定会有困难。
And in the journey of your life, for sure there will be difficulties.
上帝要你来信靠他。
And God wants you to be faithful to him.
即使你还不相信上帝。
Even though you don't believe him yet.
可以借着祷告在困难的时候求告他。
And through prayers, you can tell him during your difficulties.
他要为你开路拯救你。
He will open the way for you.
神告诉我们说世人都犯了罪。
God told us that all people are sinners.
但是主耶稣基督
But Jesus Christ
做了我们的代罪羔羊
He was our sacrificial lamb.
能够洗净我们的罪
And he cleansed our sins.
只要我们凭信心相信他
Only we believe him in faith.
就能够成为神的儿女
And we'll be the children of God.
在人生的道路上面
In the journey of our lives.
神会延迟
God will delay.
至少从我们的角度，他会延迟。
At least from our perspective, he will delay.
我们会产生怀疑。
We will create doubt in our mind.
但是我们要相信。
But we have to believe.
最终他必要拯救。
And the end, he will deliver.
这个是拿撒路的故事。
And this is the story of Nazareth.
这也会是你和我的故事。
And this is the story of you and I.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。借着圣经你时常给我们鼓励和教导就求主能够借着拿撒勒的故事告诉我们说从我们的角度看我们的主是延迟的主我们也会产生怀疑不安甚至愤怒这是何等切实真实我们人生的这个写照我们 多少时间是以怀疑来到你面前主啊我们就在你面前主啊向你认罪求主能够赦免我们这个怀疑不信的罪主要让我们能够信靠你因为在最终的时候你是救拔的上帝你是拯救的上帝但愿我们能够有这样子的信心在人生的低谷也能够相信信靠上帝的护佑以及供应这样子的祷告乃是奉基督耶稣得胜的圣名阿们